Today is a special day. The church celebrates the Assumption of Mary. We're going to talk about it on this episode of the Gary Zimek Show. Stay tuned. Here we go. Hello and welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimek. It is Monday. Today is an extra special day because we celebrate the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So this is, it's a special day here. We're going to talk about these. We're going to look at the Mass readings and talk a little bit about the Assumption on the program today. I hope you had a great weekend. I'm glad you could join me today on the program. And I want to just mention again, I was earlier today on Relevant Radio on the Morning Air program, and I was talking about the Blessed Mother, and I got the opportunity to mention total consecration to Jesus through Mary. How appropriate on this day, as we celebrate the Assumption of our Blessed Mother into heaven, that we would talk about total consecration. So just let me remind you, in case you might be a new listener to the program, we will be starting total consecration once again, as we have done for the past 5 years. This will be the sixth consecutive year that I've done total consecration on the program. We'll be starting it on September the 4th, which is a Sunday. A little bit unusual that we started on a Sunday, but because each year we, and this is just the way it works out here, it's recommended that you make total consecration on a Marian feast day. Well, from the beginning, I have always chosen October the 7th as the day on which we make our total consecration. October the 7th is Our Lady of the Rosary. So because we start on October, because we make our total consecration on October the 7th, we have to back up 33 days for the 33-day preparation period, which takes us to September the 4th. So this year, it is on a Sunday. I've done some preliminary shows. You can check those out, listen to the podcast, hear more about it. I blogged about it today at followingthetruth.com. Actually, I think I did that yesterday. But you could find out more about total consecration. But essentially what happens is, and I've been getting this question, is you don't have to worry about a book this year, because what I'm doing is the best of the best this year. I'm using about 5 or 6 different sources and comparing the material with St. Louis de Montfort's guidelines. And in case you're not familiar, he never came up with a day-by-day method for preparing for total consecration. He just has some general weekly guidelines. So what I'm going to be doing is comparing the material from several different books with his guidelines to make sure that we're doing the right thing and that you're being prepared sufficiently. I want to make sure I'm taking care of you here. And we'll be doing it on the program every night. So on Saturday and Sunday, the program will be 15 minutes in length, which I think is a lot more reasonable than if we tried to do 30 minutes on the weekends. That's not going to work for me. It's not going to work for you. So we will do it on the weekends for 15 minutes. And for the duration of the 33-day period, we will go straight through. It's 33 days, no break. Monday through Friday will be 30 minutes in length. So all you need to do is listen to the podcast on September the 4th, on Sunday. Download it. Listen to it from followingthetruth.com. You can download it from iTunes, from TuneIn Radio, from Blog Talk Radio. And it's going to be free no matter how you download it. Download it and listen to it. And each day for the next 33 days, do that. And then on October the 7th, we'll be ready to make our total consecration. Now, the important thing to remember is if you miss a day, if you miss 2 days, if you miss 3 days, or even 4 or 5 days, whatever, don't quit. You're going to get so much out of this. And the material is really, I like to look at it as each day will be self-contained. So it's not like if you miss a day, you're going to be completely lost. It won't work that way. I'm doing it a little differently this year because I want to make sure that you get the best opportunity possible to make your total consecration. So that's how it's going to work. September the 4th, no cost, no books to buy. All you need to do is listen to the podcast. Now, that might be a challenge for some of you, but listen, I figure I'm trying to make it easy. I really am, and I want you to go through this because it is a great experience for you. And again, I did do a couple of shows on this. You could find them on my website, followingthetruth.com, where I explain what total consecration is. And if you're still unsure, take a look at the blog post today on my website as well, which will explain it in a little more detail, and you'll find out what it is that total consecration is all about. And as I was mentioning on Relevant Radio this morning, really what it is you are turning to the Blessed Mother and you're giving her permission to turn you into a saint. You're giving her permission to work in your life, and you're really trusting her with your life. It's challenging, but you got to remember, this is what Jesus did for his life. For 30 of his 33 years, he lived a very private life, and he trusted himself to the care of Mary. And when you think about that, God chose Mary to deliver the Savior. She is very important, and we certainly don't want to downplay her importance. But at the same time, we need to remember that all Marian devotion, all devotion to Mary, and St. Louis de Montfort would be the first to say this, and in fact, he has said this in his writings, every Marian devotion, every legitimate Marian devotion, should bring you closer to Jesus. And if it doesn't bring you closer to Jesus, and these are St. Louis' words, it's from the devil. So take that seriously. Marian devotion should, yes, bring you closer to the Blessed Virgin Mary, but at the same time, it should bring you closer to Jesus. If it doesn't, there's a problem there. And, you know, you can sometimes get a little too overzealous. You can run into individuals who misinterpret what the church really teaches about Mary. And you can get a little carried away. But any true Marian devotion is going to bring you closer to Jesus Christ, her son, because that's what she wants to do. And that's what total consecration will do. And if you're on the fence about it, I suggest you give it a try this year. Go through the preparation period. And here's the deal. You don't have to go through with your total consecration. If you still feel strongly about not doing it, you do not have to go through your total consecration. And even after you do it, you can rescind it simply by an act of the will. In other words, dear Lord, I don't think this is right for me. I'm going to undo what I did in total consecration. So keep that in mind. Even though you are doing it for the rest of your life, you can change your mind. And I don't know anybody, who has ever changed their mind about it, but just know that it is possible. So don't let it drive you crazy, and don't feel that you're getting locked into something that you can't get out of, because a lot of times that's a scary thought. So keep in mind that, yeah, you can get out of it, but I don't know why you would want to. Because it's that powerful. Until you go through it, you really won't understand. But when you look at some of the people who believed in total consecration, St. John Paul II, Blessed Mother Teresa, St. Maximilian Kolbe, these are some heavy hitters, people that really believed in the power of total consecration and what it can do in your life. Give it a try. September the 4th, it all kicks off on the program. I also, and you know, anytime you have questions, just email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Also want to let you know that I will be doing my regular weekly appearance on the Sunrise Morning Show this week at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. So I hope you can tune in for the segment, Walking with the Lord. This is a kind of a new segment that we've been doing to help you to walk with the Lord every day. And I think that's one of the big challenges in life. We all do good, maybe if we're sitting in church, maybe if we're reading our Bible or reading a religious book, but when you have to face the real world problems, when the rubber hits the road, that's when it gets a little bit challenging. But it is doable. It really is. And the Lord wants us to incorporate him into our daily lives. Whatever we do, we should do it for the Lord. And whatever it is, not just the religious type things, whatever we do, we should offer it to the Lord. So that's the purpose of this segment. I hope you'll be able to tune in Wednesday at 6:35 a.m. Eastern on the EWTN radio network. I also want to make you, this is the last announcement, I promise. I need to take a sip of my beverage du jour. Today I've got some 8 o'clock brand decaf coffee. I had it on the show before. I've got a lot of exotic beverages that lined up for my beverages in the coming weeks. But right now, I'm going to one of my old faithfuls, my decaf coffee. Tomorrow, Tuesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, I will be, and I've been told, this has been pushed back a couple times, so I'm a little nervous about saying this, but it's still on the schedule, so I'm confident, somewhat. I was on, and boy, we taped this a while ago, I was on Dr. Ray Guarendi's TV show, Living Right with Dr. Ray. That episode will air tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on EWTN Television. I think my segment is about halfway through. We were talking about my favorite topic, about anxiety and about some of the books I have written. So when you get a chance, check it out. Living Right with Dr. Ray, with yours truly. That's going to be tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on the EWTN Television Network. Okay, one more sip of the coffee. And by the way, also, I want to tell you how much I appreciate your recent donations for my work. Your donations that you have sent in, either your monthly sponsorships or your one-time donations. Please keep in mind that I need you to keep going forward with the show. You can donate securely to the program by going to followingthetruth.com. That's followingthetruth.com. Also, your purchases of Mystic Monk Coffee or your use of the Amazon link on my website helps to keep this show on the air. So please keep that in mind. If you're going to buy from Amazon, just visit followingthetruth.com first and then click on the Amazon link from there. When you do that, all of your purchases result in a little bit of a commission for me. So that's one of the ways I can keep this show free of charge and my full-time apostolate running strong. That's due to your help. So I thank you in advance for anything you can do there. All right. We're going to pray, and then we're going to take a look at the Mass readings today for the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Let's pray now. Let's turn to our Heavenly Father, who is right with us, who is listening to us, who hears every word we say, who loves us unconditionally, and who is more than anxious for us to present to Him all of our needs. So we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for loving us so much. Thank you for giving us the Blessed Virgin Mary. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus, who was born of the Virgin Mary, to be our Savior, to be our brother, to walk through this world with us. Father, we ask that you bless all of us and our families. Help those who are sick. Help those who are lonely. Help those who are anxious. Help those who are struggling, doubt, or despair. Help those dealing with financial difficulties. Help those who are dealing with any sort of an addiction. We ask you, Father, to help those who are homeless, those who are homebound, those who are living in prisons. And especially tonight, I would like to lift up all of my friends in Louisiana and the areas affected by the serious flooding over the past few days. We ask, Father, that you have mercy on them, that you spare them from any serious damage and give them the grace that they need to get through whatever it is that they are facing right now. I lift up this program. I give it to you, Father in heaven, and I ask you to speak through me this day. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. Please bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase vocations. Please put an end to abortion. Please inspire our elected officials to do your will at all times. Please bring about world peace. And Father, I give to you all of our particular and unique intentions, whatever they may be, and ask you to answer them in the best way possible. And we ask for all of these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And on this special day, and as we do every day, let's turn to our Blessed Mother Mary and ask for her prayers as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us, and good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, thanks for praying with me. In case you're just tuning into the show, my name is Gary Zimek. We do this program every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. It's also on iTunes and TuneIn Radio. So however you find it good to download, however, whatever works for you, let it work for you. It's going to be free of charge no matter how you do it. If you have any questions about the show or about anything we discuss, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. So today we celebrate the Assumption. It's a solemnity. That's the highest holy day of the Church, the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. What's this all about? And here's a little background. Since the 5th century, the Church has held implicitly the belief in the Assumption of the Blessed Mother, body and soul, into heaven. It can be deduced from the liturgy, from pious documents, and from the writings of the fathers and doctors of the Church. And this dogma was officially promulgated by Pope Pius XII on November the 1st, 1950. That doesn't mean that it wasn't believed for many years prior to that, which it was, but it was officially declared a dogmatic teaching of the Church in November of 1950. This is a special day. This is the day that we recognized Mary, and this is essentially the fulfillment of her reward for following the Lord's will throughout her life, for doing her job so brilliantly, for delivering the Savior, and for always responding with a yes. I think if we look at Mary's life and had to sum it up in one word, that one word would be yes. Because she did say yes. She did say yes despite not knowing all the answers. You know, this is challenging for us sometimes. And that's why Mary is such an inspiration. She's such a good mother, too. Because in addition to being able to learn from her faith, we can turn to her, and we should turn to her as our mother, and let her help us to stay close to Jesus at all times and to be able to get to heaven. Let's look at these readings from the Solemnity of the Assumption. The first reading is from the book of Revelation, beginning in chapter 11 for one verse, and then quickly moving into chapter 12. God's temple in heaven was opened, and the Ark of His covenant could be seen in the temple. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. Then another sign appeared in the sky. It was a huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its heads were 7 diadems. Its tail swept away a third of the stars in the sky and hurled them down to the earth. Then the dragon stood before the woman about to give birth to devour her child when she gave birth. She gave birth to a son, a male child, destined to rule all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was caught up to God and his throne. And the woman herself fled into the desert, where she had a place prepared by God. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his anointed one. This is one of the readings that the Church uses to point to the Blessed Virgin Mary in heaven, because what we have here is a symbol of Mary in heaven, and we recognize the fact that she is there. That she was assumed. Now, the Assumption is different than the Ascension. Jesus ascended into heaven under his own power. Mary, on the other hand, because she was not divine, because she was human, she had to have somebody help her. So Mary was taken up into heaven. You see, it wasn't under her own power. There's a bit of a difference there. It's actually a huge difference. But we believe our church teaches, and it's dogmatic, so this is not an optional teaching of the church. This is dogma. And you know, if you've been listening to the program for any length of time, we've been talking about God's revelation on Mondays for the past several weeks. I guess we haven't done it for the past few weeks, but not too long ago, we were talking about God's revelation and how some things have to be revealed to us through sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which is the apostolic teaching of the church. That's where we can get this teaching about the Assumption of the Blessed Mother. It came through the church. And it certainly has a basis in scripture. It's not directly referred to in sacred scripture, but this reading is one of those readings where we look at the Blessed Mother in heaven, and we know that she is there. And again, that's a dogmatic teaching of the church. We know she's there, we know she loves us, and we know that, above all, she seeks to bring us closer to Jesus. Let's take a look at the other readings. Psalm 45, the Queen stands at your right hand, arrayed in gold. The Queen takes her place at your right hand in gold of Ophir. Hear, O daughter, and see, turn your ear. Forget your people and your father's house. So shall the king desire your beauty, for he is your Lord. They are born in with gladness and joy. They enter the palace of the king. The queen stands at your right hand arrayed in gold. This, obviously, is this representation of Mary as the queen of heaven. As the queen of heaven, as somebody who is very close to Jesus, and who is constantly interceding on our behalf with her son, Jesus. We have a few readings left to go, so let's take a look at these, and we'll try to tie them in together at the end. The second reading is from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 20 through 27. Brothers and sisters, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through man, the resurrection of the dead came also through man. For just as in Adam all die, so too in Christ shall all be brought to life, but each one in proper order, Christ the first fruits. Then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to his God and Father, when he has destroyed every sovereignty and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death, for he has subjected everything under his feet. Now, what we want to remember here is Mary's assumption, is her bodily assumption into heaven, is similar to what we will all experience at one point. We know that when we die, our soul leaves our body, and then we are judged, and our soul either goes to heaven or hell, and possibly might have to be purified for some time in purgatory. We want to try to minimize that to the best of our ability and take care of our sins while we're in this life, so we don't have to be subject to that for too long. But our soul will reside in heaven or hell. Then at the second coming of Jesus, provided we die before that happens, our bodies, our earthly body, will be reunited with our soul. In a sense, it will be assumed into heaven. A lot of Catholics don't know we believe that, but we do believe that. We believe at that point we will have a glorified body with a soul in heaven. But that's not going to happen until the second coming of Christ. So this Mary's assumption is sort of a foreshadowing of that. Our Lord ascended into heaven. The Blessed Mother was assumed into heaven. And then eventually we're all going to follow when the Lord comes again. But that's going to be the end of the world when he comes again. Our body will be reunited with our soul. Let's now look at the gospel from Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 56. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me. For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. And Mary said, My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his children forever. Mary remained with her about 3 months, and then returned to her home. This episode is commonly referred to as the Visitation, where Mary visited her cousin or relative. Sometimes she's more specifically referred to as a relative. She was older than Mary, and we're not exactly sure of the relationship. That's why the more appropriate translation is a relative, but commonly we refer to her as Mary's cousin. But Mary went to see her after being told by the angel Gabriel that Elizabeth was pregnant. And this is an example of Mary's great charity. She went to visit Elizabeth because she knew that she was very much needed. And that's what Mary did. So Mary went to visit Elizabeth, and we see Elizabeth filled with the Holy Spirit. Kind of amazing, isn't it? Because Mary carried Jesus with her. And Jesus was, the Holy Spirit resided in Jesus. The Holy Spirit was able to reach out to Elizabeth. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she cried out. Now keep in mind, this is inspired by the Spirit. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Those words should sound familiar because they are the basis of the prayer, the Hail Mary. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Note that she's referring to Mary as the mother of God. For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. It was Mary's words, Mary's greeting, that caused the Holy Spirit to come alive in Elizabeth. Kind of amazing the way this all works. And it just goes, it shows you the power of Mary bringing Jesus to those around her. And that's what she did for all of us. She brought the Savior to us. And Elizabeth also said, Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. If there's any question that Mary believed, did Mary believe what the angel said? Here is your confirmation. Filled by the Holy Spirit, this is what Elizabeth said. What does Mary do? She turns the attention to the Lord. Because you see, this is the way she is. She doesn't keep the glory for herself. Elizabeth is praising Mary. What's Mary saying? Well, look, let me praise the Lord because it's all because of him. She goes into this great prayer that we know as the Magnificat, basically saying, I'm nothing. I'm lowly. I'm poor. But the Lord has blessed me in so many ways. And she gives us an example of humility there. And she reminds us of the importance of humility in our own life. And in so many ways, the Lord has blessed us too. He works through us with his Holy Spirit so that we can do things that we could never do on our own. So let's continue to turn to Mary. Let's get ready for total consecration, which begins on September the 4th. And let's give her a chance to work in our life. We see her faith. We see her charity. We see how she lived her life. She can help us to live our life in a way that will result in eternal life in heaven if only we give her the chance. Remember, September the 4th. September the 4th, it all kicks off. Total consecration to Jesus through Mary right here on this program. We're just about out of time, so I'd like to thank you for tuning in. God willing, I'm going to be back here tomorrow night. I really hope you can join me as well. Until we meet again, have yourself a wonderful night, and may God bless you and Mary keep you.